With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. In late May, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife unveiled an updated wolf management plan 4 years later than scheduled. Jerome Rosa is with the Oregon Cattlemen's Association and says it's not exactly what they wanted, but he was happy with increased collaring, as well as who can investigate depredation. While the livestock industry expressed satisfaction with the updated plan, some, including the governor, Kate Brown, were upset. Rosa says Brown's comments after the updated plan was released was a little confusing. Her reaction flies in the face, he says, of previous comments she made praising efforts to increase wolf population.
The species has been recovered in the state of Oregon, and the wolf plan has worked and, in fact, has been successful. I think this is mainly a reaction to the fact that a lot of the environmental community was very upset.
He says he knows that wolves are now the new norm in the Northwest, so the question is how to coexist. From here, he says, the wolf plan has to address management areas.
We really need to move to a phase four in the next revision to the plan and being able to really outline not having any particular area having a huge number of wolves like our guys are suffering with.
He says the OCA is also working legislatively to get more funds to help ranchers impacted by wolves. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.